Apex Central listeners, you can find us every Monday through Friday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
This is your Twisted Kings, Taylor Lewan and Will Compton. Summer is right around the corner.
Nothing is better than grabbing a refreshing Twisted Tea cold on the rocks. It's got 5% alcohol. It is the perfect drink to turn up your summer. And you might be wondering, is this a sponsored ad? Yes. But the truth is, the boys, we love Twisted Tea.
Dude,
go buy it, go drink it, drink responsibly, and tell your boys to buy it as well. Let's have ourselves a hell of a summer. Oh, don't be dumb, drink responsibly.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
There will be no long introduction today. This is Pick Central. I am Brandon Walker. But what you are looking at is two gentlemen who are about to sit down and hash something out. What it is, I don't know. On Saturday, Jersey Jerry. Hello, Jersey Jerry.
What's going on, Brandon?
On Saturday night, Jersey Jerry added me on Twitter and said, hey, I need to have a sit down with you. Need to get some things off my chest. I said, Jerry, how's Monday Pick Central, first 10 minutes of the show? He agreed. Now, we're about to have our sit-down. First, would you agree that we should shake hands as gentlemen before we get started?
Yep.
All right. Jerry, as the aggrieved party, as the one who said he wanted the sit-down, I cede the floor to you.
Okay, I'll start with this. About a week ago, some of my soldiers reached out to me saying, watch out for Brandon Walker.
Mm-hmm. It's Brandon.
Brandon Walker. He's in and out of the Army.
Mm-hmm.
I said, all right, I'll see with how the next week goes. Next week goes by, we have that phone call with Jeffrey, and I kind of got mixed emotions from it. Had a couple of my soldiers reach back out, and they were like, Jerry, listen, I told you to watch out for him. Now my army's getting upset. Now my soldiers are getting upset, especially Pranveet Patel, Bo Jackson, Forrest Carey. These guys are getting upset now. Now to me, I said to myself yesterday, let's address this. Let's address this Monday morning. Let's really talk about this now. What we need in the Jersey Jerry Army is people who are in, fully in.
Mm-hmm.
We can't have back and forth, in and out, in and out. It's either you're all in,
right,
or you're all out.
Okay.
That's just what we do in the JJA.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to me, it seems like you're more out than in. And that's kind of upsetting. We want you in the Army. Don't get it twisted.
Well, before we go any further, I just so I get it clear, you are a grown man upset that other grown men who are pretending to be lieutenants and captains in your army are upset at me.
I mean, they're not pretending. These guys are actually captains and privates and lieutenants.
In your army.
In my army, correct.
But it's not an army. It's a bunch of grown men on social media pretending to be an army.
I wouldn't say that. These guys will die for me. They said they would die for me.
Jerry, they're anonymous.
They're not anonymous. I got all their numbers, all their addresses. These guys are real people.
All right. So, the Jersey Jerry Army. What is your main thing? What is it always about with you?
It's about respect.
It's about respect. So, question.
Mm-hmm.
When you walked into the company,
mm-hmm,
and you started hanging out with Marty and talking to Big Ev, did you ever call Marty? Did you call him Matt? Did you call Big Ev Edward?
No.
Did you call Smitty Smithington?
No.
Did you start calling me Brendan?
Brendan.
Did you start calling me Brendan? Let's be honest with each other.
Brendan.
Okay, so if you're about respect, you get what you give, correct?
Correct.
Do you think you've given me respect?
No. I call a spade, no.
Right, correct.
No.
You've taken... No person at this office, nobody, you've said every name correctly 100% of the time except for mine. And you want me to be full-time in your army. So, my other issue is this. I like you on a personal level. Yeah. I like you. You're a funny guy. You're a genuine guy. You seem like a real guy.
Mm-hmm.
My dad went through substance abuse problems. You went through, like, I feel that. I feel all that.
Mm-hmm.
My problem with this whole fight is I also like the other guy. I like I I I am friendly with the other guy. When the guy's on the show, I think he's really good.
Respect.
And he got squeezed out by a Charmin soft baby at this company, and now he's having to fight for his way back in the spotlight. So I like him and I like you. But I'm not gonna be like, oh, I hope Jerry kills him, I hope Jeff Nadeau kills him. I'm like, okay, well, it's gonna be an even fight. I wanna make sure we're all on the same page. I think I've been forthright about that. But if you would take me in the Army, I would like to apply to be back in the Army and will not half step.
You're full time in the Army.
I will be full time in the Army.
Always defend Jersey, Jerry.
Always? Well, it depends on what you do.
See, this
Joe Paterno always defended Jerry Sandusky, and it kind of.
This is where we're going to have a problem.
Okay.
This is where the problem's going to happen here. We can't have guys like that. I'm sorry.
All right.
And the vibe I'm getting now is you're not full time in the Army, and you won't always be full time. I'm scared that you'll back out of the Army once again.
Again, the fake Army that just exists in your mind.
You keep saying fake Army. It ain't a fake Army. These are real people. These are real people.
Are these like Rico Riders and
these are Kirk
Menahan's Insane Virgins?
I wouldn't say that.
I would.
Now you're gonna get these guys upset.
That's the best part.
I thought this meeting would go a lot better. I mean, the first 5 minutes was good. I was like, oh my God, he's gonna be in the army.
You would agree. I'm showing you respect.
You're showing respect, but it seems like not 100% respect. This seems to me a little bit out of disrespect.
Well, No, it's not disrespect. It's. I like you. I think the Army idea is a little silly, but that's fine. See, I hope my fans are just normal people that don't call themselves lieutenant and captain.
Yeah, they're starting to freak out. Okay, so I'll tell you like this, Brandon.
Thank you for saying my name right.
Brandon, yep.
Yes.
As the chief of staff, I have come to a decision here. You are not in the Jersey Jerry Army.
Am I at least in the reserves? Can I be in the Jersey Jerry National Guard? Like if something goes down and you need extra men?
I need time. I need to think about this. Maybe after the show we can.
So what exactly is my crime here?
It's just the in and out type of stuff. You know what I mean? It's.
But you're fighting a guy that I like.
I know. And, you know, maybe, you know, it sounds like, you know, you're trying to play both sides of the fence. I respect that.
I am trying.
But now you got this Army is a reflection on me.
So what you're saying is I have to denounce him entirely and pledge allegiance to you.
Correct.
Okay. That seems like a dictatorship. That's not really an Army I want to be a part of. That's totalitarian.
So that's it.
I guess that's it.
Respect.
All right. Thank you very much. Respect. We said what we said. Boys, y'all want to come do Pick Central? Marty just looked at Ev and said, let's not go in there. Okay, Marty, stay out. I'll do the show myself. Fine. Carrie, I'm sure Bryce Hall is still here somewhere. All right. Y'all coming? Where's Smitty? Where's Rico? Where is everybody? Jersey Jerry's a good guy. All right, come on in, boys. Oh, Marty's walking out. Marty's not doing the show today. Marty's walking out? He's not doing the show?
No, he's going to suck Bryce Hall's friends.
Oh, he's dapping up Bryce Hall's friends. Make sure he sucks every dick in the lobby. He's coming. Okay. Where's Rico?
I don't know.
Where's Smitty?
Smitty's here. I seen him. I talked to him earlier.
Ben Mintz is, you know, Hollywood Mintz is in Oxford. His flight was delayed, so he won't be here. There comes Smitty. Hello, Marty.
Mintzy might never come home. He's just the king of Oxford.
I never received that type of reception.
100% of the student body knows him.
My tweet was funny, and I don't give a fuck what anyone said.
What was your tweet?
That Mississippi just got AT&T when he said he's never got this type of reception.
Oh.
Oh, that is good. That's
terrible.
Pretty good, right?
That's good. Yeah, that's not bad. Terrible.
I want him in here. His goddamn tweets are so bad.
It was an all-time Mincy weekend.
it was like put his alerts on. We right. need to talk about this.
Even not at Oxford. Like last night, Jimmy throws an interception and he just tweets, "Jimmy is not a G." Okay.
Checks out.
I guess it checks out. Hello, Smitty.
Hello, Brandon.
I guess I had 10 minutes for him to air out his grievances. I'm sure you'll whine about the Eagles soon.
No, we're in full tank mode.
Full tank mode.
Full tank mode.
Are
I'll tell you what.
The number one and two picks?
They have three top 10 picks if it's as it stands today.
No, well, they had the two, like the 7 and like the 13. That Colts pick, that Colts pick will be in the 20s. They're going to run away with it. But Lions, not that bad. Winning first.
4-3 against the spread.
Yeah, winning their first game this weekend at home against the Eagles.
Lions are not that bad.
Not
no,
that
they're
bad.
Not. They are.
No, they're not.
The Rams
they compete,
played down.
They compete with good
bad.
Teams.
The Lions are not that
they
bad.
They compete with good teams. That's a fact.
Up 10-0?
You know what I do respect about them is that they 13-0, play they play like they are a game away from the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I'll give them that. They are still really bad.
I think we talked about this last week. The surprise onside kick just needs to be used so much more.
I don't
so
understand
more.
Why more they were up, 0-6 teams don't do that.
They were up 10-0 before the Rams even touched the ball.
Yeah.
Real it's quick, incredible. Though, also, a team that's not in tank mode, the New York Giants.
Yeah, we're back. We're back. I mean, we're back.
We don't even have our players, and we're still back.
At Kansas City this week, though.
That team stinks.
I mean, I think they have a chance.
If the Giants aren't favored, lay the hammer.
Yeah, seriously.
All right, let's slow down a little bit, boys.
This Chiefs team fucking stinks.
Let's slow. Yeah, but they've been running up against the Titans.
Honestly,
are good.
The Titans are good, but their defense stinks.
That's fine, but the Titans are good, and the Bills are good. That's the two teams that just beat Kansas City. I mean, it's not like the Giants and the Titans two totally different animals.
You
here.
Can't throw up a three spot. You just can't.
Especially again, the Titans defense isn't that good.
Stingy defense, mm-hmm. The Giants.
Oh, you were talking about.
Well,
we held the Panthers to a three spot.
I think you officially ended the career of Sam Darnold.
Oh yeah,
he's
big
done.
He just stinks. He's just not a good quarterback.
Yeah, the Panthers were 3-0.
3-0, and he was looking good. They were saying Pro Bowl for him.
Well, against the Jets, the Texans, and
that was bad. Yeah,
I forgot the other team.
But he still they still gave the Cowboys a fight.
Saints, right?
They did. No, they didn't give the. The Cowboys kind of ran it up on him. They kind of came back a little at the end in garbage ish time.
Still, right. You weren't expecting the downfall to be this bad.
No, but I didn't think they were this bad.
All right, what did you think of the sit-down?
The sit-down is that you, first of all, I had some things to say.
Okay, please.
Is that you? One thing you said was a little upsetting, was you're like, oh, you and Marty are just joking around, like not taking it seriously. 90% of the fight game is promotion.
Okay.
When Nadu's sitting there not doing anything promotion-wise, just training, not tweeting, taking time off of Twitter, and I know it's 2 months, but that's what a fight game is. We're trying to promote it, and
fair.
That's where I was like, "Hey, like I know, like you could say I'm latched onto him. That's I don't give a fuck about that stuff. No, I can do that. I'm fine with that. But like we've had a plan in place with Devlin and the Rough and Rowdy people to try and promote the fight because we've never done it 2 months in advance and actually took it serious because I do think this fight could be fucking huge because both people are enigmas,
right?
And wants to see someone get knocked out.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what Jeff Nadeau's doing. I don't know Jeff.
Literally
Nadeau.
Nothing. Yeah. That's the thing.
Well, like, you think? I assume he's at least training.
He can train, but it's like, hey, you have like this isn't fucking Showtime boxing where it's like you care about your belt. It's like, hey, we need to promote the fight.
But from Nadeau's standpoint, I don't think he has any skin in the game.
Did our people
in terms of like he's not getting like pay per view points?
Do we know if our people who helped you put the plan together? Did our people reach out to him to put a plan together for him?
No, I mean, we said like you should be doing videos. Like we'll help. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the plan is me. Like all the ideas we've done is me trying to because I know how hard it is to Smitty could attest when you're training. To do content during the same time. So I was like, hey, I can.
Yeah, you don't want to do anything else besides.
Yeah, and I was like, I could put some plans in place for us to talk shit and do things to help you out. And that's just because I'm his guy. So I think we're on the right track.
No, I think that's all been great. I just don't think Nadeau cares about, like, selling pay-per-views.
Which is crazy. Because if he did, he, like, would be looked at, like, hey, if this is the biggest one yet, like, things could come, like, to fruition. For like, him, like, caring about the company, which he left.
Well, he also still has 2 months or a month and a half now.
For sure. Yeah. For sure. But he's got to do it.
I'm sure he will. I don't know what he's got planned. That's on him.
That's all I'm saying.
I don't see him as like a gimmick guy.
No, I don't think he is. And where's Rico? Did he tell anybody he wasn't going to be here?
He told me. I don't know if he told you.
What, gimmick guy just triggered you?
He told me as well. Also.
Was that TJ?
Yep.
Did he tell me?
He did say at the stream yesterday he wasn't going to be here today, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, I don't think he told me. Yeah, thank you, Coley, I messed that up.
What'd Coley say?
He's trying to tell, I messed up a word in the sit-down. I was trying to say, I can't say it.
Toe the line?
No, totalitarian. Oh, totalitarian. Yeah. And I messed it up. I put way too many syllables in it. It was totalitarian or something like that.
No, it is totalitarian.
Okay. Oh, I was saying totalarian.
Totalarian.
I was saying
like,
totalarian.
Like a chocolate bar.
Correct, yes. Okay. Well, that's a Toblerone.
Close enough.
That's a Toblerone.
Completely different than totalitarian.
Let's see if Rico ever texted the guy that hosts the show. No, he didn't. He did not text me at all. So, all right.
What? I mean, Rico, I love him, but he's been here for so long. The fact that he bet on Mark Andrews score touchdowns is insane.
Well, he had the Ravens too, right?
I don't know if he even had. I don't even know if he did.
I think he tweeted on his card he had Ravens
when
minus
did
6.5.
Dave announced the Bengals pick yesterday or
pretty
before?
I think morning. It was pretty early in the morning.
All right. Speaking of the Bengals, I mean, the Bengals are just a good football team.
Mm-hmm. Have to be.
The Bengals are just a good football team. Like, if you do your top five, maybe they don't get in there, but they got to be like knocking on the door. They got to be like top eight.
I think, after that performance, have to be.
I think they have the brightest future out of any team right now.
You know why? Because they've got the piece. They've got the connection. They've got the quarterback and their receiver for the next 15 years.
Well, and the defense.
It's not fair. You got to pick his favorite receiver.
Yeah, the fucking Dolphins, man. They had the number three pick with two franchise-changing receiving options right there. Kyle Pitts or – because he was great yesterday, too.
Kyle Pitts is
awesome. He's a stud.
Kyle Pitts or Chase. Either one. Pick either one, and boom, your offense is set for the next decade. No, we'll trade back, and we'll end up trading back up for a receiver that sucks. Not sucks, but isn't as good as those.
Yeah, Kyle Pitts has the most yards for a tight end in their first six games.
And Jamar Chase, I think, has the most yards
he,
for
he
a receiver.
He broke the
in
rookie
his
in the first seven Jamar games, Chase, yes. Yeah.
What a see, that's a guy I like because before the season he put down, he said, I can't see the ball.
Right.
And now he's just his expectations were here, and now he's just this. So good for him.
And I give the Bengals credit, too, because how bad their O-line was last year. There was a ton of people saying, draft Sewell, draft Sewell.
Right.
They stuck to their guns and took their guy, and it's clearly paid off.
I think Sewell's good, too, by the way.
He is good. No, he's definitely he's good, really but I mean, good. Yeah. Can't argue with Jamar Chase.
No,
right
Jamar
now.
Chase is great. I mean, that if you have a quarterback – there's two things you can do to help it, and I think it's probably evolved where the second one is better than the first. So you can protect him, or you can give him somebody to throw the ball down the field to. You can give him the best weapon in the league, and that's what they did. They gave him the weapon, and you'll figure out the protection later. You'll figure that out.
Also, I was pegging Zach Taylor as kind of a dummy coming in, not thinking he'd last. He's not that bad either.
No,
he's young.
It. We got to get the not that bad out of our vocabulary.
Well, Lions are not that bad.
Lions are not that bad.
We're not getting into that. But there's another take that one of my takes was good last yesterday.
What's that?
Giants?
Justin Fields.
Ooh. Wow.
I mean, look at the situation.
You're going in the terror dome.
Just saying.
He's still look at the situation.
I mean,
in.
Just saying.
He wasn't great.
He looked very bad. I'm not saying anything more.
Well, the offensive
yesterday.
Line is horrible.
I'm not a one game and done guy, but hey, he looked bad yesterday.
Okay. Let's go back. Just want to clear the air here. Rico just texted me and then showed a picture where he texted me like Tuesday of last week. I didn't scroll that far up. He did tell me he wasn't going to be here.
Shout out, Rico.
So, Rico Bosco. I apologize.
Man of honor.
Yeah, man of honor. You were right. You texted me last week that you couldn't be here. I just didn't go back far enough to see it. All right, yeah, NFL, there's a shit ton. Now, yesterday, does that game say more about the Chiefs or the Titans? Or a little bit of both?
Both.
I think the Titans are really good.
I think the Chiefs are toast. Because the problems that they have been having kind of culminated yesterday and just – exploded in their face.
But why are they? Because they haven't lost anyone.
I think people have figured them out. Like, I think the Bucs put out the formula. Like, you just play too deep. Don't let anyone get over top. If you notice, they haven't hit any of those big plays the last 4 or 5 weeks. None.
Well, yeah.
I think
against the Eagles.
I'm talking, like, over the top, like, go routes.
Again,
like,
against the Eagles. They
I think,
well,
it's,
okay,
I think it's more about.
They stink, but.
It's too early to throw the Chiefs out. I
no,
know
you can't. Like,
but because they just lost to the two worst matchups they could have. Derrick Henry is and the receiver AJ Brown. That's that offense terrible matchup for him, and the Bills offense terrible matchup for anybody. I feel like once they get into just average offenses and offenses that aren't as good as these, I think they're going to be fine.
But their defense is trash. A
terrible.
And B, they have legitimate competition this year with the Chargers and now the Raiders, who are just,
5-2.
Yeah,
Foxhole
right
guy.
There.
Yeah,
they're right there.
The Raiders, didn't they started 3-0, right?
Yes.
Then they lost two.
Mm-hmm.
Now they won the last two with the Foxhole guy. Mm-hmm. They're a fascinating story.
I also want to punch the Vegas guy in his face. whoever made the line, plus two Eagles there.
I know.
That's such a trap to get me to bet on the Eagles because I would have never done that.
I liked the Eagles yesterday, too, going in.
Of course.
That was a prototypical.
They scored a lot of touchdown, too. Yeah.
I think a lot of people like the Eagles yesterday.
They drove right down the first drive. They were running the ball well. Sanders had a great first drive. Then he gets hurt.
Yep.
Is he out?
Probably for a little bit.
Yeah.
The Eagles, though, they're giving up something like 74.4% completion percentage of passes.
Right.
Drew Brees has the NFL record single season is 74.4%.
Oh, my God.
Wow. So the greatest passing season ever, especially yeah. what's happening.
Basically every quarter.
Every single week.
Yeah. No matter who.
Yesterday was one of those. It was the first time this year that the score matched up with your tweets. I was like, I was in and out of a nap, and I was looking at your tweets, and it was like doom and gloom, and I was like, well, are they down by three? Are they up by seven? And I looked, and they were down by, like, you know, 25.
Yeah, yeah. But they're a great garbage time team.
Are they?
They will. Yeah. They will score some points in the fourth quarter.
Did they threaten to backdoor cover that, like, at the very, very end?
Only if you got three. That's why I was pissed I had two, because they were down 11. I was like, yeah, they're going to fucking – in my head, they had the ball.
But that's exactly what they did against the Bucks. Just down the whole game, backdoor cover.
Yesterday's games kind of sucked.
There was no good games.
I think outside of a couple of surprising college football, the whole weekend sucked.
Yeah, the Saturday, besides nine overtimes and the underhitting, that was the coolest thing. That was a
couple more NFL things we'll talk about, and then we'll get to college football, and the Atlanta Braves are in the World Series. Mm. You were wrong.
Very wrong.
Very
I apologize.
Wrong.
Season's not over.
No, they are in the World Series. You said they are.
You said they had
0%
chance.
0% chance.
Championship or bust.
You had 0% chance.
I'll tell you what.
You going to apologize?
If they win the World Series.
If they win the World Series, I'm sitting Big T's big jolly ass right there, and you're apologizing to him on
he
the show.
He won't be – he'll be big, but he won't be jolly. He will have won the World Series. He's still will find something to
I'm going to put him in that chair, and you're going to personally apologize to him in front of
everybody. He doesn't care. He said yes. He said last week after they lost, what, game five?
Well, you really should apologize to us.
Game.
You
really
should apologize
really
to us for that bullshit of 0% chance. There's never a 0% chance.
I was wrong. What are you going to do? Can't win them all.
That's the most I'm going to get out of you.
Or any.
All-time Big T video this weekend. Marty, you had to have seen it.
Where'd you start?
Singing the Bayou Drank?
No, I didn't see that one either.
TJ, please. I know Zaw saw it. Zaw commented on it.
Yeah, we can't play it because of the
NCAA. The music? Fuck.
Hey, you get Big T.
It's so funny.
You get Big T going on a jingle kick. He'll whip out God Bless America. He'll whistle some Dixie.
It was post them clinching the NLCS. Somebody was like, I'm a Bayou Drank.
Let me tell you something.
It's so funny.
You get that guy out of this office and out of his morose this environment. You get him out on his own. The night Mississippi State beat Virginia in the College World Series, we all went out, and this guy was just the life of the fucking party.
I've never seen someone dance like that.
Dancing, singing, yelling, buying rounds for the boys. Like, he was just – he was the life of the party.
He looked at me and goes, I go 0 or 100, and he just started dancing.
Yes.
I was like, all right,
let's go.
Let's have a fucking night, dude.
He's a festive lummox.
A festive lummox. For many people in the U.S. concerned about the cost of health insurance, there are no good options. You either go uninsured or pay through the nose for a high-deductible plan with questionable coverage, all because of a broken health insurance system. It's like being stuck with an outdated cable TV plan and not knowing about Netflix. CrowdHealth, though, is a community of people who are tired of paying for a broken system, a place where you can get a simple, flexible, and affordable way to pay for your health care. Being in the CrowdHealth community can save hundreds of dollars monthly and put thousands of dollars back in your pocket. Using their app, find nearly any doctor in the country, ranked from 1-star to 5-star, scan bills and throw them away. CrowdHealth takes it from there. Press a button and receive virtual care anytime, anywhere. CrowdHealth is able to offer amazing prices because of its community of health-conscious members. But for a limited time, our listeners get their first month free, and after you've been a member, CrowdHealth will include a fitness wearable. That's 30 days to try risk-free plus the fitness wearable. Join crowdhealth.com/fit. Enter code PICS at sign-up. That's joincrowdhealth.com/fit, promo code PICS. CrowdHealth is not health insurance. It's a community-powered alternative. Terms and conditions may apply.
One quick thing about the Braves. I mean, just Eddie Rosario being traded for Pablo Sandoval and then being Reggie fucking Jackson in October. I mean, you got to give credit where credit's due, but Eddie Rosario.
Come on.
Who was the reliever that came in and struck out?
Matzek or something
like that? Yeah. Hasn't pitched in 5 years. Credit where credit's due, but who saw this coming?
I mean, that's just the mark of a hot team, a hot team. And that's what baseball is who gets hot at the right time. The Braves were not the best team in baseball until Like mid-September?
Plus,
and then
plus 3,000 to win the NL on August 1st. Not to win at all.
On August 1st.
Win the NL.
Wow. That's, yeah. That, I mean, it's one of those stories. But, like, even now, the Astros had a better season. You can't definitively say the Astros are going to win, no doubt here.
The Braves, Braves pitching is much better.
I'm in a dickless docking situation where I said Dusty Baker will never win one. The Braves will never win one.
Oh, okay. So,
it's a dickless dock.
You're about to lose a take regardless.
Yeah. Yeah, not good.
And you're just going to, whichever take comes through for you, you're just going to come shouting about that one.
Maybe Dusty will get fired by game seven or something.
Dusty gets fired in game five right before they win.
Yeah, they're down 3-0. Dusty relinquishes control.
What else we got? All right, so I hate to go back to it, but Mincy in Oxford, these videos.
Hey, he's a king.
I've been painting a picture of Ole Miss in the Grove and telling you it's been overrated. I think you can look behind him in those videos and figure out that I was right. I was right. Just a bunch of Chads and Dillons in that crowd.
I mean,
a lot of vineyard vines.
Zaw could attest. They look everyone looks the same. Mm-hmm. Me and Zaw went there. We looked like animals.
Right. A lot of Sperry's.
They were like
of really short shorts.
Yeah, and they all do. They all have the fluffy hair.
Yeah, yep.
And
it's like 80 degrees. They're wearing long sleeve vineyard vine button downs.
Yeah, Mincy actually doesn't fit in there.
No, not really. He doesn't. Did you see the roast? The roast from the wrestler.
I haven't watched it yet because you gave me a bad picture, but it's fine.
I didn't. That was Aria.
That's good. Smart click thing.
Correct. Yeah, yeah. I didn't pick the picture though. Aria did. He did a good job.
Mm-hmm.
But he roasted like MJF roasted Rico and Glennie and several people. Only one person had a problem with the roast.
Was the roast before or after?
Oh, it was after.
Should have had Big Ev's picture.
I didn't. Yeah, I did.
I know it was too fast, right. But yeah. That's but one person complained.
One person complained out of the. I'm not gonna say who it was. I'm just saying one person out of the roast subjects were me, Dave, you, Sass, Fights, Rico, Jerry, Glennie Balls. Those were the roast subjects.
Poor fucking Jerry.
One person complained.
Just throwing old balls in there to the fire.
Jerry didn't actually. I don't think he roasted Jerry. I think he.
Wait, you meant Jerry Thornton or Jersey Jerry?
Jersey Jerry.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No,
oh,
I didn't throw old balls.
I mean,
I mean, Jersey Jerry was just sitting here.
Oh, that's.
Anyway,
got old balls on my mind.
Why?
I don't know.
Okay, so if we're talking about the new top fives in the NFL, right? If you go. Are you still in, like, do you dock the Rams a little bit for, I mean, we say the Lions are not that bad. The Rams were still kind of sluggish yesterday.
They've been kind of sluggish.
Yeah.
Stafford still looked very good.
Yeah, he did.
Very, very
good. Cooper Kupp is a fucking monster.
Yeah, he is. And the Bucks, I didn't have them in my top five last week. You'd have to have them in there this week, the way they played.
I had Bucks number two this week. I think they're number one now.
I still think the Cards are number one. Like the Cards, you got to start believing in them. They're showing you that they're 7-0. They keep winning.
This is the week where if they're gonna lose within 10 games, they're gonna lose.
Who they got this week?
Packers.
Packers on Thursday.
Thursday. Oh yeah, that's right. What a great.
I mean,
Thursday
that's a Packers game.
That's a phenomenal Thursday
in Lambeau.
That's a big game, and I think I think the Packers are good.
The Packers are good. Yeah, the Packers. I got them at number three. I got the Cowboys four. I got the Rams five.
How many losses the Packers have? One or two?
One. They're just one. Six one? And one. Yeah.
This is potentially for home field.
Their defensive coordinator got COVID.
Aaron Rodgers is also playing the type of football where he's like laughing at shit. Like,
fuck you, football.
Yeah, he's laughing at. Like, he's on the 1 yard line. They false start. He's laughing and just scored a touchdown that drive. It's just like
fourth and three. He's just rolling out. Nothing there. Saying. Just throws across his body.
That's a scary.
Davante Adams wide open middle of the field.
I think you know the Bills, the Titans, the Bengals are the three teams that are sitting right outside that group that you got to.
Because you're still riding high on the Titans.
I think the Titans are really good.
Like, still lost to the Jets.
Who cares?
I know.
But they've shown they're a team that's built to win late in the season too.
Yeah, but that's ancient history at this point.
It is, but it's also saying they could play up and win against the best team in the league, but they go because lose to the worst team in the league.
Any given Sunday,
I agree. But the Bucs ain't losing to the Jets.
I know the Jets beat them, and that looks awful and it's bad. But I mean, the Cards, you know, had to pull one out of the fire against the Jags, right? Just yesterday, the Rams weren't dominant over the Lions. Like, these things
happen.
Even
the Bucks with the Patriots, too. I know it was a different circumstance of going back to Foxborough, but, like, Yeah. I think the Patriots suck.
Well, who's the one team that just has blown everybody out each week? Like, convince
you. I don't
think
anybody has. Well, the Cardinals.
I mean, the Packers outside of week one.
Bengals outside. Or not the Bengals. The Bills, I meant, outside of week
one.
Yeah, the
Bills outside of week one.
They've kind of dominated everybody.
They just lost last week.
Besides the Titans.
That was a brain fart.
Yeah. I mean, to me, if you want to judge somebody on who they lost to, or do you judge them on who they've beaten? I mean, the Titans just beat the whatever about the Chiefs, but they've just beaten the Bills and the Chiefs back to back.
So, if the playoffs started today, who do you have the most confidence in winning it all?
Bucks
would be my
have to.
Yeah,
have to.
I kind of like the Bills.
I still like the Bills.
Yeah,
too.
And I like the Cowboys. I like the Cowboys a lot. Cowboys have one loss. It's 2 points on the road. It's 2 points on the road to the Bucks to open the season. They very well could have won that game. If the Cowboys get in a situation where they sneak through and they get, you got to come through Texas, I think Dallas could go to the Super Bowl. In fact, I think they could, regardless of where they have to go. But I think the Cowboys are kind of a fly in the ointment here.
Well, chat boys are saying Matt Nagy has COVID, which means next week somebody else calling the plays. Justin Fields will have 400 yards.
Yeah,
it's going to be the best game of his career.
This could be an absolutely great spot for them.
Absolutely, seriously.
The Bears just don't let him come back after COVID. They end up winning like the 31-3. Matt Nagy is his key card doesn't work anymore.
He'll still find a way in.
He'll find a way in. Yeah, sure.
Found a way in. This
Nagy's season. Like a fucking cockroach. Yeah. Guy just won't die.
Let's see what the. All right, get a professional hand painted portrait created from any photo at a truly affordable price. Talking about Paint Your Life. Choose from a team of world-class artists and work with them until every detail is perfect. User-friendly platform lets you order a custom-made hand-painted portrait in less than 5 minutes. It's a quick and easy process. Get a hand-painted portrait in about 3 weeks. Send any picture, yourself, your children, family, special place, or cherished pet, or combine photos into one painting. You could send them a picture of Rudy. Do you still talk to Rudy ever?
Yeah, he's retired in Florida. He's just living the life. He can't live in Jersey City.
But he's living in a nice, warm environment.
Yeah, I'm actually jealous of Rudy.
Does he have a bird room? Does he have like a...
He's got kind of a bird room.
Can I ask the stupidest question ever?
Yeah.
How did he get transported down to Florida?
It's going to sound like I'm rich, but I'm not rich. My dad's company is rich, mm-hmm. and they have private planes, and they took him on that.
So the bird flew.
Private jet.
Private jet.
I don't have a private plane. I am not rich. My dad's company is.
It makes the perfect birthday, anniversary, or wedding gift. At paintyourlife.com, there's no risk. If you don't love the final painting, your money is refunded, guaranteed. And right now, it's a limited time offer. Get 20% off your painting. That's right, 20% off, free shipping as well. To get this special offer, text the word CENTRAL. To 64,000. That's central to 64,000. 64,000. Text central to 64,000. Paint your life. Celebrate the moments that matter most.
Because I'll tell you what, the way Rudy flew directly into the wall when he was released from the cage, right. There's no way he was finding his own way south for the winter.
Bro, I remember.
Wait, well, hold on. Time. Do you think one of the options was him flying down to Florida by himself?
Could have been.
I mean, he's a bird.
Carrier pigeons. You ever hear of them?
Do you think they just give him an address or maybe an iPhone with GPS on it and he just follows that?
Just saying, that bird.
He's a parrot that lived in his basement for... that bird wouldn't fly off a stick.
That bird needs all the special treatment. He probably deserved that private jet from just being in darkness for 10 years.
You could bring a bird on a plane, right? You could bring a dog.
I think you could probably bring it.
In a cage.
But these days, if you say it's like a... Not a service animal. What's it called? A comfort animal? What do they call them?
Yeah.
Emotional support.
Emotional support. You can have an emotional support bird. I've seen a goat on a plane. I haven't seen it, but I've seen like viral pictures of a goat on a plane.
No, that's true.
In this country?
Emotional support goat, yeah.
They just a goat on someone's lap in a fucking plane?
Dude, baby goats, though.
On the Arab Airlines, you like flying next to like fucking eagles and shit.
You mean Arab?
Arab. Sorry.
Sorry.
Pardon my French.
That's okay.
What do you say?
Arab.
Oh, that's not it.
Is it? It's not, right?
I'm not even going to attempt.
It's Arab.
Me neither.
Sorry. It's Arab. Sorry.
You're asking the wrong circle.
Just the dumbest people of this fucking company. Hey, let's get the dumbest people to talk about betting money on sports. Speaking of betting, I wanted to talk to you guys about something. You two. I'm not accusing you of anything. Because we're in a competition or whatever. What happened Saturday? You were like 2-2, and you were like 3-2. What?
Oh,
you're
well,
Mr. Volume. You're
well,
Mr.
No, well, you,
what
I mean,
happened
I can,
Saturday?
Well, I mean, he can explain. I was disgustingly hungover on Saturday, And I kind of, we did the show and I kind of just forgot to post more plays. Okay. That's the God's honest truth. I posted my 3 morning plays and my 2 Hawaii plays at night. I was just so hungover. I was trying to get myself mentally ready to do a show.
Marty's got to go say bye to Bryce Hall.
And I kind of just forgot to
post
plays.
Your pants look good, Marty.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
He wore them for Bryce Hall.
There was an all-time moment with Tommy Smokes and Bryce Hall.
Oh, unbelievable.
Can we get the shot of Marty just sucking Bryce Hall's dick real quick? That's Bryce Hall?
Yep.
Okay.
So Bryce Hall, obviously uber
famous.
We're
going to pretend his hair doesn't fucking suck?
Relax.
Okay.
Old man.
What,
you ever see Back to the Future 2? That's how the kids wear in the future.
In 2015. Even that future is in the past.
He was fucking Addison Rae.
Before he got here?
Did you make fun of me that when I left?
No, I made fun of his hair.
When you have as many followers as he does and as much money, you can have your hair however the fuck
you
want.
Yeah, I said to him, if I was 22 and had millions of dollars, I'd be an asshole too.
Yeah.
Like, I don't fault any of them.
You're an asshole and you don't have money.
Did you also realize that when we had that kid in here, Vinny Hacker,
there's
a clip going viral for people mad at me for sexualizing him?
I didn't realize that.
It's going viral on TikTok because I'm like, oh, every girl wants to fuck you. Like, oh, poor Vinny. Every girl wants to fuck him.
I assume every girl wants to fuck that guy too?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So he went up around Tommy Smokes and was looking like
was incredible
in Tommy's direction and said, oh, I know you from TikTok. And Tommy just jumped for joy. I mean, that's his
back. Me?
Me?
Yeah. Me?
No, he was talking about Jordan.
And I looked Bryce. It was so funny because he was like, me? Bryce goes, no. Just bang, no,
like,
you.
He didn't even give him the satisfaction of like, oh, I've seen you before. It's like, didn't even talk to him. No.
Said
no.
No. Jordan. No.
Straight out of the movie.
Looking at you.
College football, though. I was just shocked. What was your excuse for the?
So my excuse was, one, I am trying to take the offensive like Dave, not with $250,000, but I'm really trying to pick my spots. But I also forgot to post from my place.
Okay.
And I was at a wedding.
Okay. That works. That works.
That's
for
just
me.
What happened.
I deserve more credit. I threw up 2 minutes before that show started.
We gotta give you credit.
So fucking hungover.
You want credit? You were still. The show was at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's how fucking hungover I was.
The show was at 4 o'clock in the fucking afternoon.
I was.
Don't get yourself disgustingly sloppy drunk the night before to where you throw up. Before the show.
I hadn't drank like that in a long time. I had a great night. I blacked out.
Have you? I don't know if you're saying any of this publicly, but he partied Friday night. Obviously, The girls in the hotel room.
Oh, I definitely didn't have sex with them. For sure.
He said,
plural?
One of the only things I remember from last night is just having 2 girls in my hotel room, but I didn't fuck them.
No chance I could have.
Right?
Whoa, we
joked. Yeah, we joked about it on the plane. Like, they could have had sex on my lifeless corpse. I would have no idea.
There you go. Meanwhile, you went bowling?
I did. Okay, so I love the college football show.
You didn't even break 100?
The college football show is amazing. We have these great locations. In Bloomington, which is a remarkable city. I love Bloomington. The nightlife, the restaurant's fantastic. Our show was in the parking lot of a bowling alley. And we got there, and me and Big Cat didn't know where we were going. We drove to it, and we looked up, and it was classic lanes. I was like, we could go. We got 4 hours. We could go bowling. So we went bowling. And the first game shouldn't count. The first game, if you haven't bowled in 5 years, the first game shouldn't count. The second time I did,
what'd you get the first time?
97. Here was my problem. My first 2 frames, I knocked down 3 pins. It was just this way, that way, this way, that way. And then I locked in, and I didn't pull it all the way out of fire. But in the second game, I was like 135 or something like that. It was much better.
That's respectable, I guess. They used to call me Marty 200 in college.
No, they didn't.
I swear to God.
We should bowl more.
I went every Monday night in college. It was awesome.
Yeah, I used to go on Tuesdays.
I didn't figure out my spin until like frame 8.
How far away
was
the venue, like your show from like Indiana, like the college?
A mile.
Oh.
Maybe a half mile from where all the people were. It wasn't that far.
It was one of those where sitting there, like the show starts at 4, it's like 3:15, we're like, not a lot of people here. And then they just started piling in at like 3:30, 3:45.
We were talking about on the stream where like, that was the one crowd that like wanted to listen to your analysis.
It was so awkward.
They were quiet and respectful.
Yeah,
and we had no idea how to act.
You're not screaming.
They're not screaming fuck Rico Bosco. They're not screaming fuck this, fuck that. They're listening. And I was like, I don't have anything to say.
Yeah.
I was trying to get them riled up.
Yeah.
Like, even not like the
that
ending
clip of you is really good.
I didn't think it, like when I did it, I thought that was going to be like a lower received one.
No, whenever like you're fine here, you're fine in the office, but when you get in that crowd on college football, that's when you're like elite.
Ohio State too. Yeah. It's like
I knew it was coming. The crowd didn't. I knew. All right, he's going to say fuck Indiana shortly.
I mean, that was if they didn't know, they're stupid.
Can we pull that up? I actually like that.
It did numbers. I was very surprised.
Numbies?
It did big numbies.
Numbies.
Maurice Clarett posted it.
Oh, I saw that. That was a cool interaction for you.
Yeah, I was DMing with him on Instagram.
He's out of jail?
Oh, come on. Come on.
He has drinking problems like 15
years ago.
Here's
Big Ev
again.
Big Ev said something yesterday.
I'm sorry to defend
my... Yesterday he said three times on the
stream. Look at that shitting grin. Look at that fucking shitting grin.
Bloomington's
awesome. Indiana's awesome. Indiana has some of the nicest people in the world.
Look how quiet they are.
I've had such a fucking good time here. Just so nice,
yeah,
so
this
kind.
Is our guy.
So hospitable. From the bottom of my
heart, so happy.
I just want to say to Indiana, the entire state, everybody here, fuck Indiana! We're going to run down your fucking throats later! What are you guys, the night school with patterned pants? So fucking zany, shut the fuck up. Get that shit out of here. Fuck guys by a fucking billion. The crowd energy is weak. They know what's coming. It's a fucking train about to ram it down their fucking throats. We might win this game by 50.
They're so hateable.
What was the final score? 54-7?
54-7.
Do you think they almost were like that because like they knew they were going to get the...
Yeah, they knew.
It was almost weird because the crowd just... The soberest crowd by far.
Yeah.
Quietest by far.
Which is wild because it was 4 o'clock. Like,
I was surprised we didn't get a lot of Buckeyes that crashed the... There was a few,
but yeah,
they were respectful too.
Yeah, they were. It was just a weird energy. Like we never experienced something like that.
All right, how do we feel about the college overtime? It goes to 9 overtimes. I feel like the overtime rule might be taking a little bit of the shine off the fact that Penn State lost to fucking Illinois.
Yeah,
in Brett Bielema's first season, Penn State. That's one of the most embarrassing losses I can remember for a team, because you can have the excuse of Sean Clifford getting hurt against Iowa. Well, he played against Illinois, and you still sucked. You couldn't beat Illinois.
Well, it takes so much juice out of this Saturday's game, too.
So much juice.
Because Ohio State, Penn State would have been a massive game if they win that game.
Yeah, and now it's going to be like kickoff, it's going to be a 21-point spread.
Two thoughts on why the overtime in college now isn't as good as it once was. Number one, if you're doing two-point conversions and have to switch the field every single time, that sucks. And number two, if you get to 9 overtimes and the over doesn't hit, fuck that overtime.
Not only did it not hit, it didn't get close. This was the worst possible scenario for the guys who wrote the overtime rule, because if these two teams were trading two-point conversions back and forth, that's exciting. Mm-hmm. But they went 10 back and forths. They went 5 overtimes, nobody converted one. 5 zeros in a row. That's the worst possible outcome here. And they were, like, hysterically inept at two-point conversions. They were drop passes. What's that?
It's Colin Coy.
The guy from Grown Ups.
That is Colin.
That's what I recognize him from, too. I swear to God.
From Weekend Update, from
Tough Guy or Tough Crowd.
He was Grown Ups.
He was on an episode of The Cosby Show.
Well, your favorite show.
I would walk right past him. I know he's big.
Brains on the table.
He looks very normal.
I love Colin Quinn.
He's awesome.
Absolutely awesome.
Remove Kevin's gigantic head.
Thank you for remembering him from Grown Ups.
I was looking at him. I was like, is that the ice cream guy from Grown Ups too?
It's embarrassing.
Jesus Christ.
The movie.
I almost want to bring him in here to have him eviscerate you guys. Actually, he probably love it.
Well, we're admiring his work.
Yeah.
Well, he probably got a pretty good check for that movie.
A movie with Adam Sandler.
Yeah, Sandler movie. Yeah,
probably
I'm sure
got a pretty good check. Probably,
he's wearing the same shoes as you and Marty, both of you guys.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
Oh, yeah, look at the shoe buddies.
Nice.
Huh. I think they're the lows, but same style.
I can't tell if they're low or high. Shoe buddies, Colin. Anyway, college football, the overtime rule was certainly something. Penn State losing takes a lot of steam out of that. What do we do with Oklahoma? They won't fucking lose, but they still look like shit every week.
I mean, if they just come back and play good this week, they'll get a pass.
Yeah, I wouldn't say they look like shit every week. They look like shit in the first half of last week.
Yeah, I guess not every week. But I would say, let's see, how many
games. People were saying bench Caleb.
How many games they played? They played 7 games. They probably look like shit in...
Four or five.
Four and a half, five of them?
I mean, well, this one was weird too because at first, if it wasn't like a fluky 10-0, like they got basically outplayed by Kansas for.
Well, they only had the ball for 4 minutes. I mean, Kansas played a great first half.
If Oklahoma doesn't get a pretty questionable call at the end when Caleb Williams takes the ball out of his running back's hand and the running back had already been stonewalled and pushed backwards, that usually stops the play. Then Kansas might beat them.
Agreed, but that also was an awesome play.
It's an awesome play that shouldn't have counted. Remember the Tennessee game last week where they said that was
no. Trust me, I agree with you in theory, but the play was awesome. Like just the fact that he had the wherewithal to do that
play was awesome. But again, absolutely shouldn't have counted. Should not have happened.
I think both can be true.
Good for him. Shouldn't have happened. Yeah, but if Kansas doesn't get that call against them, maybe they win that game.
It's possible. I mean, that was a huge fourth down, huge conversion.
I also love that Kansas asked people to come in at halftime. And they didn't charge anybody. That's fantastic.
Please come to the game.
I love that.
What else would you do?
Right. But I think
an upset waiting to happen.
Nobody goes into that thinking they're not going to get beat by 50, right? So if the administration's like, okay, well, this guy's he's in his first year, he's trying to build something, get out here. Fucking come support these guys. And I think that's a good.
I'll tell you what, Kansas, that quarterback Bean is not bad. He's
I don't
a
think
good
he
athlete.
Is either. Yeah.
I remember watching him against Coastal and being like, wow, this guy's a good athlete. He can run.
I know about playing down your competition, but, dude, Kansas is.
Kansas, yeah. Man. It's Kansas.
You're the number three team in the country where you're going to be like in the playoff. I don't care if there's you get a pass. That's bad.
Yeah, it was not cold. Sure. It was cold and rainy. Come on.
Oklahoma better straighten the fuck up, though, because they got an easy one this week, I think, Texas Tech maybe. And then their last three are at Baylor, who's pretty good. Oklahoma State on the road and Iowa State at home. So Oklahoma could go 9-3 or 12-0. They could do anything. Clemson is buried now. They're dead.
Awful.
They're officially off the throne in the ACC. Pitt beats them 27-17. They're officially not Clemson anymore.
Nope.
I don't know how long it takes for them to get back.
-800 to win the ACC before the season.
Yeah.
-800.
What?
Oh my God.
One of your.
Oh, I wasn't even thinking about that. Just in general,
that's my girl. Don't be shitting on my girl.
I'm not shitting on her, but she just gave out the pick.
I'm not shitting on your people.
You can shit on my people.
Yeah, your people stink.
My people are great. No, that's not nice shitting guy. On her. She deserves someone way better than you to be your people.
That's but, not right.
Oh yeah,
we work very hard together.
She works hard. But I'm just saying, Clemson stinks. But that's where does it go back to Georgia a little bit?
No.
No?
Because Georgia's killing
not
everybody else.
I Fine. Think week one you get a pass.
Fine. Georgia's killing
but
everybody
else. There's got to be a question where it was like that was their tight game. And
like Auburn's good. Georgia killed them.
Mm-hmm.
Kentucky's good. Georgia killed them. Like they're proven enough.
Do they have any other games left?
Just this week, Florida. But Florida's not very good. I think it started out at 7. Now
so
it's at 14
just,
already.
It's basically Alabama.
Basically Alabama, yeah. I don't think – at Tennessee will probably be a little bit of a test to go on the road and do something. But other than that, who we got? We're talking Missouri. We're talking maybe – I think they've already handled Vanderbilt. I think they've already played South Carolina.
If they beat Alabama, which
I think they are going to
beat Alabama. I think it's a wrap.
You know who the second best team in the country is? It's Ohio State.
Yeah, it is. I actually – I'm going to be honest, I forgot about them for a second. Yeah.
Well, that's going to be – if I mean, hopefully we get to play each other at some point. But, I mean – Ohio State's got a tough stretch coming up. We got
to
win these games
no,
first.
No, I think you guys are about
I know, I hope so. I just don't – I'm not going to count my chickens before they hatch.
Like
I mean,
we've had this nice two-month run where we pretend Michigan State and Michigan are real good, and they haven't had to beat anybody, and they're both undefeated. And this week they'll get together, and they'll have a slap fight, and one of them will win, one of them will lose. But Penn State's already fallen by the wayside, and you guys are going to walk the dog on both those teams.
Oh, we're going to absolutely annihilate them.
But if it goes the way it's going now, it's Cincinnati 2 – Oklahoma 3, it'd be a 1-4 first round.
No, but
correct?
those rankings mean nothing.
Mean nothing? Okay.
Yeah, I think
I guarantee you, someone tweeted this, and I thought it was honestly a great tweet, that they need to have a line on Cincinnati to be number 5 in the final ranking.
Yeah.
It should be minus like 10,000. Like, they are locked to be number 5. They will not get in.
Because Ohio State's behind them now, but Ohio State still has 3 top 20 teams and 2 top 10 teams on their schedule, so they will have a resume. And then whatever happens in the Big Ten Championship game, so they'll have a great resume if they go through this. Oregon, if they were to get there, they would have
the
a
table,
pretty good resume because they'd have the win over Ohio State. Oklahoma doesn't have a resume yet, but they will build one if they go undefeated. And if all these things happen, Cincinnati's they're assed out.
Toast.
I don't know if all those things will happen, but – you know, there's still what to do with Alabama if Alabama wins the SEC championship.
Any one loss Power 5 conference champion will get in over Cincinnati, no question.
Alabama winning the SEC championship puts two SEC teams in.
For sure.
And I think that's the only – Well, I don't think that's the only conference we can get to. The Big Ten in a special circumstance could get to. If Michigan gets to Ohio State 11-0 and loses to Ohio State, Michigan can get into.
You think?
Yeah, for sure.
I think it would still take a lot. And that's not even just about me not liking Michigan. I just think it's more them sitting out conference championship week.
That doesn't matter to me. I think conference championship games are the most overrated things we do in college football.
That's fine. But I'm just thinking when it comes to the rankings, and especially with Oregon in the mix too, like if they run the table, even though I don't really think they're a top four team, I think you're going to have to put them in just because they beat us and Ohio State.
I just don't see a world where Oregon runs the table, even though they got through a big one.
But that's getting through UCLA, I think, was huge because I think that was a big spot where they could lose.
The Heisman race right now, the favorite is I still don't think we know anything about the Heisman race. I don't think anybody's emerged. But I'm going to tell you a guy I like. Bryce Young is plus 150. Matt Corral is plus 250. C.J. Stroud is now plus 600. Kenny Pickett plus 1,200. Kenneth Walker plus 1,800. And the guy that I would put a value play on right now, Travion Henderson, is plus 2,000. Because he's going to spend November playing nothing but marquee games. And if he goes, 150, 200, 205, 130 – he's going to be in the mix.
He's about to shatter Collette's freshman touchdown record.
Yeah, he's great.
I think he's got 13 already. He scored three on Saturday.
He just runs at a different speed than everybody else on the field.
He just looks different. It's crazy. He can just do everything. He's so shifty and fast, but he's strong too.
All right, Monday Night Football tonight, we got the Saints and the Seahawks. And I was worried. There was a moment where I saw the picks this morning. I thought we were all going to be on one team. You bucked the trend.
Yep.
You're on the Seahawks.
I am, plus four.
Read the last ad,
Brady. Oh, let me read the last ad. Cuts Clothing. In 2016, Cuts founder Stephen Borelli felt boxed in by his wardrobe. He hated having to compromise between style and comfort, so he decided to do something about it and started with reinventing the humble plain tee. The result? A tee that GQ calls the only shirt worth wearing. Stylish enough for the boardroom or the street, comfortable enough for workouts in the gym or nights out at the club. You might think, do we really need a new take on the t-shirt? Yes. Yes, we did. Cuts became world famous for making shirts that look as great as they feel, whatever life throws your way, and now they're reinventing work leisure below the waist, too. Their joggers are the new always-on joggers, designed to never take a day off, even when you do, whether you're commuting to the office or out on a date. Cuts joggers offer comfort that never quits and style that never disappoints. For a wardrobe as ambitious as you are, as seen on the world's most elite athletes like Patrick Mahomes, Damian Lillard, Tim Tebow, and Bryce Harper, to name a few. It's not just a lifestyle. It's not just clothing. It's work leisure apparel for the sport of business. Get 15% off your first order at cutsclothing.com/picks. That's cutsclothing.com/picks for 15% off your first order. Monday Night Football.
That's a good throw.
Thank you. No passionate here. No passionate way.
Hawks plus four.
Hawks. I just have a
I can't bet on that quarterback.
Yeah,
he's covered. I think he's covered his last like 6-7 starts.
Really?
Dating back to 2014, but yes.
Okay, well that's all right. Sounds a lot better than it really is.
Didn't it sound good?
Sounded really good.
So my thing is, so he played pretty solid. He didn't have to do a lot. They ran the ball well in that second half against the Steelers. I just think a couple of things. One, the Seahawks defense has been playing much better. They're at home. The Saints are going to try to run the ball, clear. Right, I don't think they're going to try to just beat them over the top. Low-scoring game. The total's like 41.5. I'll take the four at home. Like, I'll take my chances. I think they're going to be able to run the ball a little bit. I think that's how they're going to try to win the game.
Are you two out of gas? You two look out of gas.
I've been running on empty for years now. But
okay.
I'm just listening.
The Saints, it depends on which Saints team shows
up. That's what you don't know.
They crushed the Packers at home. They crushed the Patriots
right
on the road, and then they lose like little Panthers, hump-dick games. Yeah.
I'm betting on the Seahawks crowd.
12th man.
There you go.
Oh, I thought you took the Saints.
No.
I thought you did too. All right. Picks. All right. Marty Mush is leading us. It is a race between me and him.
I'm back.
I've been going 500 every fucking.
See, I'm positive again.
Marty, lead us off.
So I don't know if I texted you. I'm going Seahawks in the over today. I don't know, man. That's what I just don't know. I said Houston. I don't know why I said Houston. I think my brain might have been out of
it. Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I said Houston. Celtics, Bucks, and Clippers.
Okay, I'll go next. I got the Saints minus four. I don't know. I'm just betting against Geno there. I got the Bulls minus three, the Hornets money line to beat the Celtics, and I got the Bucks minus three. I think the Bulls are a really good team. Really good basketball team.
Bulls are getting hyped.
But they are. They're good, though.
I know.
They're very good. They got players. Yeah. I mean, if Zach LaVine can, like, be a – if he can get MVP votes,
right,
they're going to be a problem.
Yeah, just votes. Not yeah. really being the mix to win yes. it, just votes. Yeah.
Also, shout out my boy Terrence Ross for quieting in the garden last night.
There you go.
Big F.
All right, I got the like I said, I got the Seahawks plus 4.
Just sick of you having so many boys.
I'm just saying, 22 points in the fourth quarter.
He's a good boy, though. Yeah. He's a good guy. He's a good
nice
guy.
Oh,
he is. Yeah.
Seahawks plus 4. I got the Timberwolves minus 5.5. I'm also on the Bulls. I got the Heat today against Orlando on the back-to-back. I think they smoke them. I'm on the Pacers plus 3. I think it's a rat line. I think they win.
All right, let's go with Smitty.
Saints coming back. It's an anti-Geno bet as well. Celtics. 1-2 in a row, and the Nets Wizards over 232.5. Wizards are lighting it up on the scoreboard. Nets are coming off 2 losses.
I haven't gotten back on the Nets over train. Remember Nets over train last year? It was something.
It was very good.
Nets not 2 losses. They lost, beat the Sixers after being down for 47 and half minutes.
The NBA is such overreaction so fast.
Yeah. Oh, how about the Lakers fight the other night?
It was awesome.
Yeah, love a good fight.
Yeah.
That's Dwight Howard, though.
I
just put him in, either you love him or hate him.
Did
LeBron they were probably loving each other after.
Build a team of guys he wants to hang out with?
Yes.
Yes, literally.
He just built a team that he can go to movies with.
Yeah, he built the banana boat.
Yeah.
I mean, he can go bowling with.
Rondo.
Carmelo was on when he was on $1 Million Worth of Game. They asked him how it went down. He was like, LeBron called me personally. He was like, I need you. He's like, all right, let's do it.
Nobody needs 37-year-old Melo.
Stop poo-pooing Melo.
Yeah, Melo's the one I actually like on that team. Russell Westbrook needs
to Westbrook
figure out.
Yeah, Westbrook fucking stinks.
Melo came back with the Trailblazers out of being nothing. He shouldn't have been playing for the Shanghai
Sharks.
They were saying
he shouldn't have been in the league last 3 years. Yeah. It was a tragedy. A tragedy.
Okay.
The guy's a great basketball player.
You're going to win it. Yeah, he was a great scorer in his day.
He's
a
great basketball.
Not his day anymore, though.
He made the top 75 list.
Fine.
Which he definitely should have.
On his past accomplishments. In 2021.
On his entire body of work.
In 2021, Carmelo Anthony's not a great basketball player.
He's a very good one. He's a guy that can help you win games.
Is he a top 50 player in the NBA?
Right now?
Yeah.
No, but he's 40. Like, he's old. He's 38.
I don't know. 50 players is a lot of players in the NBA.
I think he's still easily top 100.
They're 100 players.
That's
easily.
That's 20 teams.
Yeah.
20 starting lineups. All right, good. Mintz didn't make it. He was trying to make it back from his plane getting in from Oxford, where 100% of people at the airport probably slowed him down, frankly. All right, good stuff. Thank you, Jersey Jerry, for doing the sit-down. And that's Pick Central. Yak is up next.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.